Thank you for calling Orange Top Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yeah, it's John Gonzalez.
Hey, John, how can I help you today?
It was a couple of things. We were supposed to have our service changed from 2 gig to 1 gig because we're not getting the 2 gig. And it, if I'm reading the website right, it looks like we're still on for 2 gigs of service.
Sorry, let me...
And also, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
They brought us an extra router, an extender, and we're going to actually use our own equipment. So I wanted to get that back to you guys so that we weren't charged the extra fee.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy just to check to see what speed you're currently getting with us. And also
sure.
As it relates to the extra equipment, all right?
Sure.
And could you spell your last name for me, please?
Gonzales.
Oh, Gonzalez.
Yes.
All right. Just to verify some information, John, could I have your service address, please?
It's 144 West O'Reilly in Kingston.
The email address on file?
MikeGonzalez@gmail.com.
And the phone number?
845-464-5618.
All right. So was it a case that you gave us a call to switch from the 2 gig to the 1 gig?
Sorry, say that again.
Did you request to change from the 2 gig to 1 gig over the phone?
No, the tech was actually here. We were having service problems after installation. They came out like 3 or 4 times. And they finally said, you know, you're not going to be able to get it because the router only accepts 1 gig speed. So I said, well, why am I paying for 2? And they said, well, we can just drop it down to 1. And they were actually on the phone troubleshooting, and they said he wants to drop it to 1. And I assumed that took care of it. I never personally followed up because he did it while they were here.
So how long was that?
When was the last time they came out? What was, I really don't know. It was probably last month. When did we get installed? Let's see. Yeah, I guess it was sometime in July. Middle of July, probably, because we were out of town after we got the install, and then they finally came back a couple of times. And that's when they said, you're only going to get the 1 gigabit service.
Do you know which technician knew that you were speaking to?
I really don't. I mean, they came out literally like 3 or 4 times, and it was a different person every time. The last time it was 2 guys. It was a team of 2 of them. I don't remember their names.
All right, and also, so what we need to do is to change you from the 2 gig to the 1 gig, and you want to return the extender, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you can take them both back. We just have our own wireless network here. That was one of the things that they said would help with the speed is if we use your equipment. And then that was, I guess, the second time they came out, and then they came out again. And they couldn't test the equipment. So then this last team came out and they said, well, we'll hook up the extender and maybe that will help. And then they got on the phone with tech support and they went back and forth. And then tech support there or wherever your remote location is said that the router is only rated for 1 gig anyway. And that's when I asked, well, why are you guys selling 2 gigabit service if you're giving 1 gigabit equipment? And the guy said, I don't know, but maybe the extender will help, and we'll lower it to 1 gig.
With the 2 gig, it creates a larger bandwidth so that you're able to use the internet a lot more efficiently. But the extender, what I'm going to do, I'm going to set up to have a technician come out to the location to pick that up. With any other equipment that you do have, you are not being charged for that. It's just the 1 extender that you do have. For us, which is the $7.99. I'm also going to create a ticket so that we can downgrade the service from the 2 gig to the 1 gig, okay?
Okay.
Because you're still currently on the 2 gig. So is it okay if I just place you on hold just for a minute or two, please, so I can submit over those tickets for you?
Sure.
All right, no problem. I'll be back with you shortly.
Mm-hmm.